Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good to be back on Blog Talk Radio tonight in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We want everyone to join us tonight for an evening of praise and worship and hearing the Word of God preached. And if you have any prayer requests, just post them in the comments. The ones listening by Facebook can post their comments or prayer requests. Sorry about that. And we just want all of you to tell all your friends and family about the broadcast and share the broadcast out for us. And we got many prayer requests coming in. So we just ask everybody to be in prayer for that, some real urgent ones. And we just thank everybody once again for tuning in. And we want to thank all of our new listeners from all over the world and in the USA. And we just thank God for what he's doing. Our subject today is Quench Not the Spirit. And we're going to go for a song, and then we'll be right back.
I knew your time was right. For God's Holy Spirit spoke to my heart that night. He showed me my lost condition. I bowed in full contrition. And now I'm in a new position. Since I made up my mind, I've made up my mind. No matter what others say, I will follow Christ and walk in His ways. So the battle gets hard and the road gets steep, that's okay. I've set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to new life. All the things on this world I'm leaving behind, 'cause I'm made up of mine. Trouble came running to me, so I had to make a choice. But I run or take a stand against this evil boy. And after all, God stood for me, and Jesus' blood that set me free. I chose to walk in liberty, and I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind, no matter what others say. I will follow Christ and walk in His way. So the battle gets hard and the road gets steep, that's okay. I've set my heart on becoming my Christ, dying with Him and raised to new life. All the things of this world I'm leaving behind, 'cause I've made up my mind. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, 'cause I'm made up of mine.
Praise the Lord, I've made up my mind.
Amen.
We have a caller in here, 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and take your liberty.
All right. Yes, just thank God, you know, He woke me up this morning.
He Amen.
Woke me up, I woke up with a made-up mind, though, and a made-up
Amen.
Heart. And, you know, when you make your mind up to something, most people are stubborn, you know, and they're not going to change that mind once it's made up. But I tell you something else, if you make your heart up for Jesus, you won't change that either. Glory to God. Because that's what we're preaching tonight about, quenching not the Spirit. You know, quench not the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
What it's about. Because there's so many today, and I know that a lot of people don't much believe in the Spirit of God. That's because you hadn't got it. Because when you get it, they won't nobody tell you that's not real. That's not something that you need. That's not something you ought to desire. That's not something that'll lead you and guide you through this life. That's not something that'll keep you from sin. Won't nobody be able to tell you all that no more, because you'll have a made-up heart. It'll be made up
Amen.
For Jesus. Glory to God. We're reading out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm going to start at verse 14. Our target verse is verse 19. At 14 says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support
Amen.
The weak, be patient toward all men." See, preachers can fall short of that too, because sometimes your patience is not as long as it ought to be. And sometimes, you know, them when they get real unruly, sometimes it just gets on your nerves so bad you want to holler at them. Quit. The kids get up in church, the parents just let them go and run wild. And sometimes you have to stop and say, "Look, now nobody can't get to service till you get the kid back." Boy, they'll get mad, puffed up. Sometimes they'll leave. But that you got to do something with it. Glory to God. You know, it said warn them that are unruly. So you can do that, you're obeying God. And see
Amen.
That none render evil for evil. See that you don't Amen. Render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. You know, it's an easy thing that somebody does something to you, you want to pop off to them right then. Say something, if they say something smart to you, you got something smart to say back. But if you want to hurt them deep and really get to them, when they say something real smart to you, say, God bless you, brother. Hope you have a blessed day. And then turn around and walk off. And that'll leave them sitting there and they don't know what to say to you. Because you're bringing God to them. They're showing the devil to you. It goes on and said, rejoice evermore. That means we don't quit rejoicing. That's why we seek after the Spirit of God. And when he comes inside, just glory to God, he'll teach you all things. He'll bring all things to your remembrance. In other words, it'll bring the words of the Bible to you. Right in the midst of your hardest times, you'll remember something in the Bible where they went through something a lot harder than what you're going through, but God brought them through. Glory to God. So you can just
Yeah.
rejoice because you know God's not no respecter of persons. So if he brought them through, he'll bring you through. And so pray without ceasing. How do you do that? How do you pray without ceasing? Just constantly talking to God, seeking his face. Glory to God. You do that by, like I used to, I would go to sleep at night and be praying. When I'd wake up in the morning, I'd be praying. And I'd go through the day all day. If I wasn't doing nothing else, I was thanking God. If I was at work, I thanked him because I knowed how to do it. I had the strength to do it. He gave me the job. He gave me my help to get there. I had a lot to pray about. And a lot of people's lost in my family, others' families, and they souls at stake, friend. We ain't supposed to quit praying. We're supposed to pray the glory of God down. Pray the answer down. Glory to God. Don't stop.
Yes.
Don't get discouraged. Keep praying. Because God ain't said no. He may have said wait a little while. Glory to God. He said in everything, listen, everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That in everything you give thanks. If you're facing a struggle and a battle, you go to thanking God that he's going to bring you through it. See what happens, friend. It's a whole different way of thinking. A whole different way of living. Your lifestyle. Glory. When the Spirit of God comes in you, let me tell you something. That fills your life up like nothing else can. Not your kids, not your wife, not your family. Glory to God. But the Spirit of God will let you know everything will be all right. In the darkest times of your life, you can look up and say, thank you, Lord, because I know this is just for a season, but you are eternal. Glory to God. Hey, glory.
Yeah.
The next verse says, quench not the Spirit. And I
Amen.
Thought about that so quick to Betty. I've been to a lot of churches that I know good and well they don't quench the Spirit because I never seen none in there. And I went to one church and I pastored a little while. And I get up and preach about the Spirit of God, how we had to have the Spirit, how we need the Spirit, how it brings that living water. He told the woman at the well about that would spring up inside you. That's the Spirit of God, friend. Glory to God. He tells you about it. Tells you how you need it. How to guide you. How to help you. How to be there in a time of trouble. How it brings the glory of God down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything you need to know. And people still go to church and God tell them to say something. Get up and say something. And they just sit there and look around. Not me.
Come on.
They don't do that. They don't do that in here. He say, raise your hand. Hey, glow, give God glory. Praise him a little
yeah.
bit. They don't do that in this church. I can't do that here. Guilty. I done it one time. They told me in a church, and I was in a church that didn't believe in no shouting, no spirit, nothing like that. Glory to God. He said, get up and run. And I sat there. And my spirit was arguing with him a little bit, you know. God, they'll run me plumb out of this church. And he said, get up and run. And I sat there. And it wasn't just a minute. This old man got, old woman got up and broke running around the church. See, he couldn't get me to do it. The Spirit got her to do it. And I sat there getting a whipping the rest of the service. I had to go to the altar and repent for not listening to the Spirit. I quenched it. And glory to God, I ain't quenching it no more. Hallelujah. I want to live in the Spirit, not in this stupid flesh. This flesh is going to die. But that Spirit of God is eternal. That's what takes you home, friend.
Yes.
Glory to God. And they tell me, well, we don't believe in the Holy Ghost, that Spirit like that. I said, why? You don't believe you got to have it? No, you don't have to have it. I said, well, tell me why. Well, the man on the cross that was there with Jesus, he said, remember me, Lord, when you come in your kingdom. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. He forgave him. And glory to God, they said, he didn't get the Spirit. Where did it say that? Where did it say that in your Bible? Let me tell you where to go read. Go to read Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. John the Baptist sitting there talking. And he told them, said, there's one. He's coming after me. He's mightier than I. His shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. When
Amen.
Jesus forgave him, you think he didn't have the fire to baptize him in the Holy Ghost? That's how he got to go on, friend. Hallelujah. I ain't saying glory to God. I ain't saying if you believe different that you're wrong, I'm right. I'm saying the Scripture's right. I'm saying it says quench not the Spirit. Don't you keep it pushed out of you. You invite that Spirit in. Glory to God. It ain't nothing to be scared of, but it's something to be sought after. It's a Him that comes inside you. A He. It's a living person. It's the Spirit of the living God. It's the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Comes inside because He said, me and my Father will make our abode with you. That means coming in. Make their abode with you where you live. Glory to God. And then you sit there, and when he tells you to do something, you act like he's talking to somebody else. That's going on in so many churches today. That might be why their seats emptying out all in them. I know, glory to God. I pastored up there in that church up here, and I asked him one day, I said, my gosh, you know, nobody moving the Spirit in here. The fella I was telling about, and he said, oh, we used to shout. We'd come in here and get in the Spirit, and we'd just shout the place down. And people be laid out in the Spirit. And I looked at him, I said, well, reckon who changed, you or God? And he went real kind of weird looking in the face. His eyes got big. He said, I guess we did. Turned around, walked off. Friend, if you know you've done the changing, ain't it time to change back to God? Ain't it time to give up the foolishness that you've got a hold of to let the Spirit go? Ain't it time to get back a hold of the Spirit of God, especially as you see the end times coming? Well, start reading in your Bible, and you'll see things are coming to pass that He said would happen in the end times. Glory to God. He said people wouldn't endure sound doctrine, but they'd heap teachers to them because they got itching ears. They want their ears tickled a little bit. They don't want to hear the sound doctrine. They don't want to hear about the Spirit of God. They don't want to feel that feeling of God when it comes down and goes to chastising you because you're not doing what he said, because you're not walking in the Spirit. You want to walk in that flesh like it's going to live forever. Glory to God. How many people you know that 400-year-old still living today? And forever's a lot longer than that.
Amen.
It goes on and says, despise not prophesying. Y'all ever been, I don't know if you ever been in church, and have somebody come up beside you while you're praying, lay their hand, they'll touch you, and prophesy to you. Had one come up to me, a little woman one time, laid her hand on me, and said, you need to get in a hurry. You need to run, run, run. You need to hurry. And glory to God, I'm trying to hurry. It's a race we're running, Paul said. And everybody runs the race, but you need to run it to win it. You don't need to finish second. You don't need to finish third. You need to finish first. You need to finish with Jesus. You need to go all the way. If they prophesy you that you've slid back and need to come back where you was, glory to God. That means seek it again. Get down. Get that Spirit of God back in you. Clean that house up where he'll come back inside. Hallelujah. We quench the Spirit when we let things of the world get in our heart instead of God. Hallelujah. That's quenching the Spirit, friend. When you go to church and you can go sit in that same seat every time you go, and yet you never move, you never raise your hand, you never holler out, praise God, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You don't want to testify. You just sit there and quench the Spirit of God. I'm telling you something, friend. There's a one story in the Bible about the talents that was given out. Glory to God. And there's one of them didn't do nothing with his talent. Went and hid it in the ground. Glory to God. When the Spirit of God comes in you, hallelujah, you don't sit on it. You get up and do something with it. That's for everybody that goes to church. Not the preacher and not the deacons and not the Sunday school teachers, but for everyone in that church. You're part of the body of Christ. You're just as important as any other part. You've all got a job. It's all something God wants you to do. Don't quench the Spirit of God, but use the Spirit of God to glorify him, to magnify him, to further know that you're going home one day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. The Spirit of God will let you know if you're right or wrong. It'll let you know if there's some cleaning up needs to be done. It'll let you know, glory to God, if something has got in the way between you and God.
Amen.
We don't despise prophesying. If they coming from God, a godly person, you better listen. If it's a chastisement, you better get down and go to praying for forgiveness and get back where you would. Seek your first love again, glory to God. Here's what it says. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Friend, there ain't
Amen.
Nothing no better. Nothing, you hear me, nothing in this world is better than the Spirit of God. Nothing in
this Amen.
Make you feel like the Holy Ghost of God. When he comes in, how he can make you feel. How he can make you get up and shout like you didn't. I didn't realize it was possible. I glory to God, went to church one night. I'd had an accident at work and had this hand in a big cast up here and couldn't move my finger. My thumb's all swelled up. Had it in one of them stiff things where you couldn't move them. And went to church, and this little woman come up, and she said her name was Miss Angel. A-N-G-E-L is her name. And she come up, said, "You care if I pray for you?" I said, "No, ma'am." And she went to patting me on the hand like this, praying. And before she's done, she was just warping me on that hand. And it was so sore. And I reckon she knocked every bit of the soreness out. She knocked every bit of the swelling out. And glory to God. When I come to myself, I was up front. And when I come to myself, I was at the back of the church, just bouncing off the wall back there. Just jumping into the wall and falling back. And just shouting and praising God. And when I come to myself, I took that thing off my hand and threw it in the floor. I don't need it no more. I'm healed. And glory to God. That's the first time the Spirit ever shouted me in a church. Glory to God. But it sure wasn't the last time. He shouts me in my yard. I get out there. I know that people sometimes may think I'm crazy. Drive down the road. Here I am running, bouncing, and praising God right around the house up there. And you know what? I don't care who sees it. I'm not ashamed of God, but I'm ashamed of people that claim to know
Amen.
God and know nothing about his Spirit. I'm ashamed of them.
Amen.
And it's I dread what God thinks of them. Glory to God. To claim you got something that you never had. Glory to Jesus. Ooh. He said, this is one thing I like this right here. Abstain from all appearance of evil.
Amen.
Does that mean we need to look a certain way when we go to church? Does that mean, ladies, that your top don't need to be split down to here? Does that mean your dresses don't need to be way up here? Does that mean you ought to go into church to reverence God and not to be seen, not to go for a social club, not to go for gatherings, not to go for eating out, not for going to programs they've got, but to go to serve God? That's what the church is for. He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Glory to God. They've quit that, haven't they? They come to church and they ask you, what kind of programs you got here? What kind of things you got for the youth? What have you got for the elderly? What have you got for the young married? Glory. They want to know what kind of going out and doing things you do, but they don't want to know what the inside folks to do. Glory to God. That's where God lives. He don't live out here. He lives in here. And if he don't live in there, you are lost and undone.
Friend, amen.
I'm too old now to play around preaching anymore. I'm telling you, without that spirit, you can't quench it, can you? Because you got nothing
amen.
To quench. The devil has quenched mm-hmm. your spirit. And he's got you turned into an icicle that can't be warmed up. He's got you running lukewarm. And God said, I'll spew you out of my mouth if you lukewarm. People walk around today that don't know a thing about the Spirit of God. They don't know if it's real or not. They know people talk about it. And that's all they know about the Spirit. And glory to God, do you understand that God is not no respecter of this one, or that over there, or this big name preacher, or this little old country preacher? They all get the same spirit. It's the same spirit. The Bible tells you, fourth chapter, glory to God, of Ephesians. It says it's one in the self same spirit. It's just one spirit. There's one baptism. There's one Lord, one Father. That's in all and through all. He's in you if you'll invite him. So will his spirit. Here's what it says about if you don't have the spirit. This comes out of the 8th chapter of Romans. First verse says, there is therefore now no condemnation. There's no judgment, no nothing wrong with you at all. To them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk
amen.
Not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Right.
Now, how can you go to church? Let me ask you something. How can you go to church and claim to go there to worship God, to praise God, to serve God, and you go there and the Spirit of God is not even on you? The Spirit of God is not even in you. And the preacher, let me tell you something right now. You cannot get in that pulpit and preach the gospel without the Spirit of God. That's how you preach. That's who does the preaching. That's who's got to be inside you. And if he's not there, glory to God, you're blowing smoke. That's all you do. Because it takes the Spirit to bring the word out. It takes the Spirit to make you feel what you're preaching, to let you know if you're on the right track. Glory to God. I can preach something. Glory to God. Me and Sister Betty talk about it. She'll go to church, and they'll preach the same thing. We've had the same message, seemed like for 2 or 3 months. Every time we do something, it'd come out in their church. Because God has got one spirit, and that one spirit has one message. But you hear these other people, they're all on different things. There's not
amen.
No different thing. There's just one spirit. We ought to be on the same page all the time. It goes on and says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And death, you understand? We're not going to taste of death, friends. That's what it just said. I'm free from the law of sin and death because of the Spirit of Christ. For what the law could not do in that it was weak, through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness
amen.
Of the law might be fulfilled in us. Listen to this. In us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen.
Now I'm going to ask you a question. I don't care what denomination you are. We're all the church in Christ. You know what's made? He said, I got sheep of the fold, you know, not us. That means these other denominations and things, there's probably people in there that really serve God with their whole heart. And they probably got the Spirit of them, but they're scared to use it because they're in a church that don't believe in it. Now, glory to God. They can't speak in tongues. They'll run them out of the church. Now, glory to God. Then you do what God said and find you another church. You hear me? Don't sit there and hold back on the Spirit of God. You unleash him. Turn him loose, glory to God. I guarantee you won't hurt nobody, but you might save somebody. You might pull them out of the fire. Glory to God. Speak the word of truth to them. Tell them that without the Spirit of Christ, glory to God. It's on a verse that's a little further. You can read it, chapter 8, Romans. I'm not going to read it again, but it says that the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Ghost, be not in you, then you are none of his. That's exactly what the word said. Glory to God. And I'm telling you right now, if we don't have the Spirit, how are you going to quench the Spirit? We're talking about tonight. People, these churches are falling asleep. They're falling asleep. The preaching may just be as hot as it ever was, but the people are getting cooler and cooler. And the Bible tells us, it says, before the great coming of the Lord, there'll be a great falling away first. Well, they're not falling away just from God. They're falling away from the Spirit also. Friends, we need to get back home. We need to get back home. We need to go where God intended us to be. We need to quit playing games and claiming we got something that we don't know nothing about. These TV evangelists that's hollering, send me your seed money, send me your seed money. Find one that tells you that the seed is the Word of God, because that's what the Bible says.
Amen.
You find the truth, live the truth. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Here's what this is. Oh, glory to God. It's what he told old Nicodemus, the one that come to Jesus by night. He's a ruler in the synagogue. Jesus talked to him. And verse 5 there in chapter 3, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Now, I want to say this to all them believers that claim the man on the cross never had the Holy Ghost. He never had the Spirit. If he didn't get born again right then and receive that Spirit, Jesus didn't lie. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. And Jesus told you today, you'll be in paradise. Friend, read your Bible for what your Bible says. Don't read it for what you want it to say or what you think it says. Read it for what it says and believe the Word of God. Walk in the Word of God, and you too can receive that Spirit. You can be blessed. Oh, glory to God, beyond the measure you ever thought of. Your life can be an example to so many. Glory to God. He goes on, he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
Amen.
Think about that, y'all. We're not supposed to stay these fleshly beings. We're supposed to be a spiritual being. Jesus Christ is supposed to come through us. His light shines forth. It brings a smile on you. It's so hard to wipe off sometimes. People don't know why you're so happy walking around Walmart with a smile on your face and you're thinking about how God has brought you through something or how he's blessed you with money to pay a bill you didn't know how he was going to pay. Blessed you when you went to the doctor like I did. They told me I had bladder cancer. Had a lot of people praying for me, and I believed it. I said, God, I claim healing on this. I know the doctor said it's there and showed it to me. I claim healing on this. They went in there and they took that out, sent it off. It come back a tumorous anomaly, no cancer. And glory to God. You telling me that the Spirit of God that lives in you can't protect you? He can't shield you? He can't keep you from harm? He can't stay close to you? Hallelujah, God. And right when you think he ain't listening, he's standing right beside you. He's got his arm around you. Right when you think you can't go on, look behind you, ain't but one set of footprints. There he is. That's what the Spirit of God is here to do. He's here to take us places we can't go on our own. But I want to read this right here before I quit. This is in Revelation. It's chapter 2, verse 11. And I want the churches and the pastors and the deacons and the assistant pastors and the Sunday school teachers and all to listen to this right here. I don't care about your denomination. I do care about your soul. Verse 11 said, he that hath an ear, let him hear not what the preacher said, not what the Sunday school teacher said, not what the deacon has told you. Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Friend,
amen.
I promise God, if you'll listen to the Spirit, you'll never go wrong. Don't be like me.
Amen.
Have to get in an altar and cry your eyes out and repent because you know you was getting whipped because you didn't do what the Spirit said. I learned a lesson. Sometimes we're so dumb, we've got to have a lesson before we can learn it. I got one. I'm not going to fail it no more. I don't want another whipping from God. I don't want to fail the Spirit. I want to walk in it. I want to live in the Spirit. I've tried living in the flesh. Do you know how many times you get hurt in a day walking just in the flesh? That you walk in the Spirit, and you're going to find joy. You're going to find peace
Amen.
For your soul. Glory to God. Take up the yoke of Jesus. Put it on you. Walk. Glory to God. Wherever he says, go, go. When you get there, there's something to do for God. Don't worry about what you're going to say. He said in that very self-same hour, a Holy Ghost will give you utterance. That's why you need the Spirit. We don't know how to testify to people like we should. We don't know how to bring it like we should. Preachers, you can't preach it like you should without the Spirit of God. You can try. You might be a good speaker. You might be just a great, great person. But without the Spirit of God, I read it to you. You can't argue the Word. He said, if you've not been born of the Spirit, you shall no wise enter the kingdom of God.
Amen.
If you want to get in the gate, you're going to have the Spirit. So don't quench it. Don't push it down. Don't push him away. Invite him in. Open up and let God come inside. And he will clean your outside. Ladies, men, sometimes they go to church and their britches are so tight, look like if they just hit a sharp nail, they just split wide open. They're stretched so tight over. What do you even go to church like that for? And to wear clothes and everything in the open, what are you advertising? It's not the Spirit of God. Glory to God.
Amen.
And you that lay out of church because you got something new, a new toy, a new car, whatever, you can't do. You got to live in the Spirit. Serve God.
Amen.
If you read over to when he talked to the lady at the well, woman at the well, a Samaritan woman, and he told her, them that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. How are you going to worship him in something, folks, that you ain't got? How are you going to worship him in something, hallelujah, that you don't believe in? How are you going to worship him in something that you're ashamed to let it be used in? How are you going to worship God and really worship the Father if you're scared to speak up in the Spirit? He might speak me in tongues, and I don't believe in it. If he speaks in tongues, believe me, it won't be you. It'll be the Spirit of God. And he'll
Amen.
Be talking to God on your behalf. Read the 8th chapter of Romans 3, glory to God. Said the Spirit itself makes intercessions for us with groanings, which are hard to be uttered. And sometimes we'll hear out of my soul, and you'll get to speaking in tongues. But that's the Spirit crying out to God on your behalf. Don't run away from it. Run to it. It's the only thing in this world that can seal your soul to the day of redemption. Because it said the Spirit seals us. Puts a seal on us. Puts a mark on us that we belong to God. Sets our minds and our hearts on going home one day. That's through the Spirit. Because this flesh, it ain't going nowhere but back in the ground. And going back to the dust from where it comes. And it's going to lay there. It can't get up no more. But my Spirit will live on forever. And I got a new body to move into when I get home. But have you got that guarantee tonight? Is it a guarantee that when you go to church, you're going to please God? And if it makes everybody in that church mad, you went to please God. That's what you went for. And you're going to do it.
Amen.
If everybody at church snarls their nose at you, puts one of them on you, Brer Beck looks down their nose at you, you lift your hands toward heaven and praise God. Because they done
Amen.
Jesus the same way. They done Jesus
yeah.
the same. We ain't no better than him. We're going to take
Amen.
A little criticism. We're going to take a little rebuke. And we're going to take a little chastening here and there from people. But that don't mean nothing. If God
Amen.
Is pleased with me, I'm not worried about what people think. I preach this
Amen.
Way because I love the people out there. I love the ones on Facebook, the ones that's on Blog Talk Radio. Share this, share this, share this. Because what
yes.
I read tonight is the word of the Bible. It's not James Miles' word. I don't own it. I was called to preach it. I was called to live it. But you are too. You are
Amen.
Too. Whoever you may be that's listening, you're called to live this word. If it says you need the Spirit, you better get it. If you don't have it, you need to get down on your knees and invite God on the inside.
Amen.
If there's something in there that's wrong or dirty, I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, like it says in 1 John 1:9. And he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from everything where he can come inside you and make his dwelling in your heart. Friend, if you'll do it right now, get down and ask God to come in. If you've never felt that sweet Spirit of God, we call it the sweet Holy Ghost. People say, they don't want to say that Holy Spirit. I'll tell you what, I don't care if you call it Uncle John if you've got it, just long as he lives inside you. If he lives inside you, you're not going to go astray. You're not going to fall back in this world. You got something that'll strengthen you when you're weak. You got something that'll comfort you when nothing else can. You got something that in midnight hour, when somebody's perishing, somebody you love is leaving this world, that you can feel them come down and put their arms around you. And you know that God's there. And you know he loves you. And you know he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But he'll go with you all the way. Said even unto the end of the world, he will be with you. If you ain't got him like that, friend, do it tonight. Let this be the time and the hour when you get down and say, look, I don't care what my church believes. I don't care what nobody, I've seen the word of God. Where that man read, I went and read it, and it's wrote in there. That is the word of God. And Lord, I want you that way. I want you that way. And friend, Jesus will not turn you away.
Amen.
He may turn you around, but he'll never turn you away. Remember
Amen.
The story of the prodigal son? When we come back, he runs and meets us. He's waiting on you right now. Jesus is waiting on you. Backsliders, you ain't fell into the pit yet. Turn around and walk back to the Father. He's waiting on you to come home. Glory to God.
Amen.
Don't let this opportunity pass you by. I love all of you. If you got any doubt about that, you get in the Spirit and you pray and ask God if I've got enough love to love you. Because I sure do. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Praise the Lord. That was a good word. We appreciate you coming on and helping. And I want to say that the ones that have just tuned in, you're tuned in to Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Floyd Yearwood. We want to welcome everyone to the broadcast. And topic for tonight is Quench Not the Spirit, 1 Thessalonians 5:19. We're going to have Kim come around and sing a few songs, and then Brother Miles, we don't have nobody else back on right now. Okay, we're going to have Kim come on around and obey the Lord. You guys just pray for the ones out there. We have many needs tonight. There's a lot of prayer requests coming in, some very urgent ones. So just continue to pray for everybody and pray for this broadcast. Praise the Lord.
An all-consuming fire from the Holy Spirit burns in me, holding all my wickedness, these blotted eyes had never seen. It's driving out my own desire and letting Jesus rule us in, burning all the filthy rags that I call my righteousness. All consuming fire burns. can use. Let me turn the upper end. Fill my hungry heart and make me new. Flame the falling fire. Touch me until I burn like you. This fire has changed me, and it brought me to this reality. And even at my very best, I'm still altogether vanity. But it's only as I yield myself, as a living sacrifice to Him. Yeah, my life has made me, and I have a reason to live. All things and the fire burn to learn nothing left but you. Bring forth the vessel you can use. Let me take the upper end. Fill my hungry heart and make me new. Flame the falling fire. Touch me till I burn like you.
Someday, well, I can feel him calling me.
the trumpet. There's no handle at the top like the body worship wind. The same spirit that made Jesus the bonded and the grave. It shall reign. If nobody else can take me home someday, it will rain. If nobody else can take me home someday.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
I was down in the altar talking to the Father when the glory of the Lord came down. I prayed, Jesus, please save me. He came and forgave me and the glory of the Lord came down. The glory of the Lord came down. The heart of all around. I was praising my Savior who lives and reigns forever. And the glory of the Lord came down. Now the devil tried to tell me that Jesus is not working, but the glory of the Lord came down. I said, Savior, you're a liar. I serve a higher power, and the glory of the Lord came down. The glory of the Lord came down. The glory of the Lord came down. I was praising my Savior, who lives in reigns forever, and the glory of the Lord came down. So that I can feel it, I'll need a healing when the glory of the Lord came down. My hands went up to heaven, and Jesus blessed me double with the glory of the Lord came down. The glory of the Lord came down. The heart of the Lord came down. I was praising my Savior who lives in me forever. And the glory of the Lord came down. What time I was able, the sinful my table, but the glory of the Lord came down. And I started confessing, he told me all about me, and the glory of the Lord came down. The glory of the Lord came down. The glory of the Lord fell all around. I was praising my Savior, who lives in me forever, and the glory of the Lord came down. Oh, yes, the glory of the Lord came down. The glory of the Lord fell all around. I was praising my Savior, who lives in me forever, but the glory of the Lord came down. Yes, I was praising my Savior, who lives in me forever, and the glory of the Lord came down.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Whenever we get to praising the Lord and worshiping him, the Spirit of the Lord will come down every time. But if we just sit there on our seat and quench the Spirit, we're not going to see a move of God. Brother Miles, you're the only one on here right now, so.
Well, I want to read just a little bit out of the book of Jude over here. It starts verse 17 in the book of Jude. It said, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of your Lord Jesus Christ. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. Now here's who they are. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. You see, it's invading churches, folks. People hadn't got the Spirit, but they put them in authority roles in a church. If they hadn't got the Spirit, they don't have no authority with God. They shouldn't have no authority in the church. These are they're sensual. They don't have the Spirit. He said, but beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. How are you going to pray in the Holy Ghost if you don't have the Holy Ghost? How are you praying in the Spirit without the Spirit? And it's all through your Bible, all through the New Testament. It tells us about the Spirit of God, how he comes to live inside. And glory to God, you go to church, and they got people up there that's in authority figures all over the church, and you see them out and they're doing all kind of stuff, and they ain't nothing about the Spirit about them, but it's all about the world. And glory to God, that's why people fell away from churches, because it's all about who's got the most money or who's the biggest in the community, who can draw the most people, all that kind of thing. Glory to God. Got nothing to do with your soul. Got nothing to do with salvation. Got nothing to do with them leading you into the kingdom of God, telling you how Jesus loves you. Now, they can be up there and speak all they want, but without the Spirit, it don't reach out and touch you. Glory to God. It don't get a hold of your heartstrings and pull at them. And God don't start convicting your heart and letting you know, hey, you're in need of me. You're in need of me right now. You need my Spirit to guide you. If you didn't, you wouldn't have somebody like that up there in the front of the church supposed to be leading you. And that's a fact of life, folks. I'm not just coming down on the churches. I'm coming down on people that they put in because they got authority in the community or they got a lot of money. And that's what seems to run most churches now. And that shouldn't be.
Amen.
And he said, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Glory to God. See, it don't matter what the rich people say, because he said, how hardly shall a rich man enter into the kingdom of heaven? It's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man to enter in the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because he looks to his riches to be what he needs to get by. He looks to his riches to buy favor with people. They're going to like him, sure, because he can do something for them. And that's what they've got in this life. They get all their reward here. But the ones that's out here, they ain't got much. They got enough to get by, and they still manage to pay their tithes. They still put in an offering. Somebody's sick or somebody needs help. They always manage to get that few dollars to give them. Glory to God. Why? Because God gives it back to them. And it ain't like they say on TV, throw your seed money to me. God will multiply it back. No, you throw your seed money to the poor and the needy, the lame, the blind, the halt, the maimed. Glory to God. That's what he said to. Glory to God. And that's what we should be doing, is helping the ones that really need it. He said, and of some, have compassion, making a difference. That's what I was just talking about. Have compassion on the ones that need it. On the ones, glory to God, that's out here struggling so hard, trying so hard to get by, and just can't seem to get a leg up. But we can help them. Sometimes it just takes a word to go by and say, friend, I know you're struggling, but I want you to know I'm praying for you. I ain't got no money, but let's pray right now. I'm going to pray God multiply everything you got. And you know what? That makes a difference with them. It said, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. See, the flesh is enemy to God. It said, the flesh is enmity with the Spirit. They fight each other. They don't get along. The flesh tries to overrule the Spirit of God that's within you. When the Spirit of God is supposed to crucify that body and put that flesh in subjection where you can please God and walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. Glory to God. You're still living in the flesh, but glory to God, you don't worry about pleasing it as much as you think about pleasing God. Because the spirit of God that's in you will lead you down what's called a righteous path. One where sin don't stick to you no more. Glory to God. You ain't got to worry about when you stand before God and he gives you a truthful judgment of your life. Glory to God. You don't have to stand there and tremble with fear because you know you've had his spirit within you. And if he's in you, friend, you're born again. You're saved. You're sealed. You're sanctified. You're ready to go on. You're meet for the Father's use. Glory to God. But without that spirit, hallelujah, God, it said this, what it said. There's mockers in the last time. They're here today. As a preacher out there in Texas, big, big preacher, you'll know who I'm talking about. And he said, there are many roads that lead to God. How come Jesus said, I'm the way? That's just one. The is one. I'm the truth and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You can't say it. And then he said this. He said, God loves you just the way you are. Why would he tell Nicodemus, you must be born again? You must be born of the water and the Spirit, and no wise enter in the kingdom of God without it. So glory to God. You see, when they preach stuff to make people feel good, else all it does is make that flesh feel good. But when you get the Spirit of God, that makes your soul feel good. That makes you know it don't matter what fake stuff they put out. You won't fall for it because you've studied the Word of God. You ain't studied the Word of man. You studied at the feet of God. You've got down and you've sought him out. And he's come in your life and he seals you. He put his mark on you. He knows who you are. When you call, it says glory to God in song. He said, my ear is attentive unto the cry of the righteous. And when you got his spirit in you and you cry out on God, he's listening, friend. It's not going to be a long distance call because he's living right inside you. And glory to God, don't take him long to move on stuff either. Praise God. Now, I prayed for Sister Betty one time over the phone and her back hurting. And glory to God, I was praying, got in the spirit, went to running behind my house, took off running, still on the phone with her. All of a sudden, I hollered out victory. And I knew she was touched. And she said her back was better, and it ain't bothered her since then. Hadn't been bad like that no more. Because God moved through his spirit. Nothing I said, but the spirit went to praying through me. Glory to God. You see, the spirit makes a difference. He's there to help you. He's there to be your power with God. Hallelujah. You remember he told them, glory to God, in Acts, the first chapter there, stay here at Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high after the Holy Ghost has come. So, friend, if you want power with God, you've got to have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, if that's the way you want to say it. I don't think God cares as long as you receive it. Glory to God. But if he don't come inside you, remember that verse, that if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. And, friend, it don't matter what you try, how good you are to people, if you give every penny you get to help people, if you'd let them burn your body, glory to God, to where you, people would know that you loved them, whatever, it ain't enough. You've still got to have the Spirit of God to get into that kingdom. I read it to you. You will in no wise enter that kingdom unless you've been born of the Spirit.
Amen.
Is that not what you're craving tonight? If that's what you're missing tonight, glory to God, the thing that's in your life, that's been, you go to church and you feel so good. They sing them good spiritual songs. And you get in, man. You feel good. You wave your hands in the air, all that. But when you walk out the door and start home, you're in the same old shape you was when you come. There ain't nothing to sustain you. There's nothing to lift your spirit up when you're not listening to the preacher preach a real hard message or hear that great song that rips at your heart, knowing that they were singing about you. when they sing about that old Amazing Grace. Glory to God. How sweet the sound. Praise God. And it just gets all over you. And them hot tears go to falling. And old preacher said, and the snot drip from your nose. You're getting in so good. But when you leave and you don't invite the Spirit in, you're in that same old boat again. That same old rut that you was in before. Glory to God. And that rut leads right into the lake of fire. Without the Spirit of God, he said, you can't get in the kingdom. Friend, don't you want the key when you get there? If the gate's closed, you can unlock it. That key is the Spirit of God. That's the Holy Ghost. That's Jesus Christ living on the inside. Glory to God. That's walking in the Word of God. Not just reading it, not just listening to it, not just saying, yes, I agree with it, but living what it says. When you do, you're going to go back just like Nicodemus. You might not understand what Jesus first tells you. But glory to God. He went on and said this. I didn't read all of it. But verse 7 says, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. He said,
amen.
The wind bloweth where it list, where it wants to. And you hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell which, from whence it came and where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. People can't tell about you, you understand? The devil can't do nothing with you. You're born into the Spirit now. The Spirit of who? The Spirit of God. You're the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Glory to God. Set two parts of the Godhead right there. Holy Ghost being the third. Hallelujah. The Bible says these three are one. Hallelujah. So you're getting the Spirit of God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son and the Holy Ghost to come dwell within you. Hallelujah. If that ain't enough, friend, hallelujah, you'll never make it in to see God. You will not see God. You will see when judgment comes. And that's the only time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thought about what he said. Oh, praise God. When he said over to that woman at the well. Hallelujah. He said, the hour coming, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. And say, God is a spirit. And they that worship him, now listen to this, it's a commandment, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Friend, that's why we started this out tonight, saying, quench not the Spirit. The Spirit
Amen.
Is what you worship God with. The Spirit is what keeps your soul. The Spirit
Amen.
Is what keeps you from sin. The Spirit is what will take you in that pearly gate and let your feet touch that street of gold. And you can walk
Amen.
To the throne of God and kneel down and thank Him that you've made it in by His Spirit, His grace, His mercy, and His precious love that He shed so abundantly on us sinners. Glory to God. Who was lost in their own sin, dead in sin, and He brought us back to life. By His sweet Spirit. Friend, that's just, God is a Spirit. They that worship
Amen.
Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. What's the truth? Jesus told you. He said, I am the truth. And so that's the Word of God, because He was the Word of God made flesh. The truth is in your Bible. It might not be in them new Bible, where they leave verses out and change all the words, where you can't understand them anymore. Glory to God. But I'm going to tell you something. This old King James Bible I got, old authorized version, friend, I can look in it and I know that word never changes. I know that
Amen.
It was sealed from God. I know it was directed by God. I know it was spoken by God, given by God. And glory to God, it said all Scripture is profitable unto us. All Scripture. And he said to none of the Scripture is subject to any man's private interpretation. So what do you think those new Bibles are? Some man has sat down and interpreted that and changed the wording and said, that'll make it easier to understand. And yet they took verses completely out. How are you going to understand something that ain't in there? So friend, how is God going to understand your prayers when the Spirit's not in you? If you're not
Amen.
Repenting, He may not be listening. Tonight, that's something I want you to know. You can go to church and you can fall out in that altar and lay on your face and pray Glory to God. But if you're not praying to seek the Spirit of God and to let Him come within you, your prayer may be in vain. Because He said, praise God, it's just as plain as day. He said, who glory? Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You must be born of the Spirit. You've got to have that Spirit. People say you don't. I'm telling you what the Word says. I don't make it up. I don't put my opinion. That was God's opinion.
Amen.
And tonight, it's his opinion for you. And if you don't have the Spirit, friend, I'm afraid you'll be left behind. Like that movie that come out. And when they called all the people up, and in that movie, there's a lot still left here. Some of them was good people, and they come to Jesus, and he used them then to fight against the Antichrist in that movie. But I got news for you. You're not going to stop it, because that Antichrist is going to have his way on earth. But the people that's got the Spirit of God is going to be called up out of here. When he reveals himself and starts into that really punishing people, cutting their heads off and stuff, we going home. Because the Bible said that he would remove his Spirit. And when he removes it, we got to go with it. Because I got a promise from the Lord. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. If he pulls his Spirit up, we going with it. You don't know the hour. We don't know the day. But friend, if you don't get ready now, you might not see tomorrow. That's what we're dealing with. It's like an emergency. If your heart was hurting really, really bad, you're down your shoulder all through your back, you know you're having a massive heart attack, you get to the hospital as fast as you can get there. Well, glory to God. Let me tell you something. Your soul is dying on the vine without the Spirit of God, because that is the bringer of life. He is what sets us apart from the rest of the people. He said, come out from among them. Be ye a peculiar and a separate people. Oh, glory to God. What makes us peculiar is the Spirit of God living within us. What makes us separate ourselves from the sins of the world is the Spirit of God that dwells within us. Hallelujah. And right now tonight, we need to be a peculiar people. We need to be separated. But we don't need to be ashamed. If everybody else sits there like a knot on a log, get up and praise God. And if he wants to use you, break loose and dance a little bit. Because that's in Psalms 2. Dance to the Lord. Glory to God. You see, that's what shouting is. We're dancing. They can't see our partner, but he's in us. And he's leading us in a dance of salvation. That's what that's all about, friend. It ain't crazy people, holy rollers, bouncing all over the church. No, that's God's Spirit moving them all over the church.
Amen.
Don't look down on them. Look up to them. They're obeying. Are you? I'll leave you with that now. Are you obeying the Spirit? Or are you still obeying you? You can obey you from now till doomsday. It won't help you a lick. But if you'll obey the Spirit of God, I guarantee you, one day you're going to walk on the street of purest gold. You're going to walk through a gate that's made of a solid pearl. That gate will never be closed by night. And I mean by day, and it won't be no night there. So you'll never have to worry about nothing. You'll be fed. You'll be taken care of. You'll never be sick. You'll never die. There won't be no graveyards, funeral homes, hospitals, nurses, doctors, because you won't need them. That's what the Spirit of God's got waiting for us. But do you want it? Because that's up to you. And I'll leave you with that word tonight. It's all up to you. What you decide. What you believe don't matter, but remember that. But what the Word says is going to matter when you stand before God. I love all of you. I hope you make the right decision and make it tonight, that you seek out the Spirit of God and live forever. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'll turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Praise the Lord. That was a good word from the Lord, Brother Miles. See that we got another call in here. Let's get them on here. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling from Cornell Four Gospels Church. How y'all doing?
Praise the Lord. We're blessed. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, first of all, I got to say I love the Lord and thank him for what he's done and most of all what he's going to do, and thank him for my answering my prayers and keeping food on the table and roof on the family's head. and everything that he's done, because he's worthy. We can't praise him enough, but
amen.
We have to give him the praises. You know, back in the Bible, in the old days before Jesus come, you know, every time they confronted the king, they would first say, "Oh, King, live forever." But, you know, this God has destroyed a bunch of them kings that thought they're living forever. You know, you just got to know who you're serving, you know, and you know that by the spirit that's in you. And I started First Thessalonians 5:14. It said, "We exalt you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble, support the weak, be patient towards all men, see that none evil renders evil for evil unto men, but even follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men." And it goes on to say, you know, a lot of people don't know what that means neither. They can read it, but they don't like it, and so they'll read it, and they'll read the Bible sometimes, and they see something they don't like, and they'll hurry up and read through it, so they say, "I read it," but they go so fast that they don't take notice to it. They won't do nothing to study it, what the scripture says, and they'll run over the scripture, and they see something they don't like, well, they'll even mark it out or just ignore it. But you can't ignore the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, because when the Holy Ghost gets up on you, you're not in your own world. You're not even in your own surrounding, praise God. When you get caught up in the Holy Ghost, he takes you up into the third heaven sometimes, and you don't know what you're doing. You don't know who you are for singing, and you don't know if you're rolling around like Brother Miles said, and you don't even know what you're doing, because you're just you and God, and God is using you. And nothing can separate you, nothing can get your attention if you're caught up into the Lord. And a lot of them can't get caught up into the Lord because they can't do what it says here, you know. It's just support the weak. Be patient towards all men, and that's gone out the window. All that patience is gone, and this world is turned upside down. Nobody cares about nobody no more, and that's what's wrong with the world today. And yes, I've been in church for 30-something years, nearly 40, and I've seen it a lot of times where people, you know, that they could, you know, it's their job to get up and pray for people. There's prayer warriors in church, you know, and when it comes to prayer time, well, they'll sit over all night, puffed up like a frog, and then when it comes to prayer time for them to do their job, well, oh, they so mad and tore up that they can't do their job. They would go up there and pray for people, but you know as well as I do, the Spirit said it. The Lord said His Spirit will bear witness with men. And when they do something like that, my spirit don't bear witness with them, praise God, because they've not had their mind on the Lord all night, praise God, in the old time, you know, or they'll come into church like that. And I've seen it many a times, you know, a lot of them. And then I'll say, number 16, it said, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In every good thing, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Here's one we're trying to get to. It says, quench not the spirit. You know, a lot of people, I've seen them in church, and they'll think they have the Holy Ghost on them, and they think they got the right spirit, and they'll get up and they'll yip in the hall like Brother Miles said, but you just don't feel what they're doing, praise God. You can't feel it, what they're doing. Like some singers got to get up and sing, they're trying to outdo somebody else and all this good stuff, and somebody get up and testify, then somebody get up behind them and try to outdo them, you know. That's not of God, you know. You got to have to work out your own salvation, praise God, with fear and trembling, and with you quench the spirit, praise God. That's something between you and God right there, because he was the one that called you to do your job. He was the one that called you and set you up in that office, and no doubt in my mind, all the time they wanted me to be a deacon, so I didn't know what to do about that. But as I went, I wanted to find out what that job was. Well, because I love Jesus, and I love the Word of God, and if something come up I didn't understand, well, I first dug it up in the Bible, then if I couldn't answer it, then I'd ask somebody, a pastor or something. But, you know, there's no need being ignorant in the Bible, you know. So, you know, if we quit the Spirit, praise God, it's going to be between us and God. Then eventually, you know, I've seen it a bunch of times. Some of them not here lately. They get up and they try to work. Well, I don't think it was God, but that other name ain't worth mentioning. And say that la 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 this and that, you know, and they not have the spirit of the Holy Ghost. And if you ain't got the spirit of the Holy Ghost, you're wasting God's time. And God's time, it ain't my time or your time. When we go to church, it's God's time. That's what we go there for, is to worship God and show him that we love him and show him that, hey, let the open the doors, open the windows of heaven, pour down that Holy Ghost upon us, praise God, that we can get up and dance, that we can get up and sing in the Lord and get up and preach in the Lord, praise God. But a lot of that's gone out the window, you know. I was preaching our Sunday night about who's going to fill the old preacher's shoes, you know. Who's going to fill their shoes? The old singers that's come and gone, who's going to fill their shoes? Because the next generation don't care about learning how to sing for the Lord. They don't care about learning how to preach for God. They just think the old people, you know, they just think that they're just here to get through. They didn't take a word in education. But every now and then there'll be some kids that will stand up and say, this is what my grandma put me in. This is what my daddy brought me to church, my mom and daddy, and this is what I know. And this is what I know. And they quote the Bible because they've learned it up through their life. But, you know, if you know the Word of God, and if he's dealing with you, to go and shake someone's hand, and if he goes and tells you to hug somebody's neck, regardless who it is, be man or woman, if the God is in it, it's going to work out, you know. And don't worry about no jealousy, because that just totally ruins it, you know. You got to work for God whenever that spirit is up on you. And he tells you to do something, he tells you to get up and sing. Well, you know, you don't know, I don't know how to sing too good, but you know, if you get up, just like preaching, if you get up there and the Holy Ghost come up on you, praise God, you want to sing that song of Zion and not even really knowing it, praise God, because why? You're caught up in the Holy Ghost and whatever he wants you to do, praise God, do it, but don't quench the spirit, because that'll bring the trouble up on you real quick, praise God. And he'll take that gift that you had, and he tried to put in you. He'll take that gift of your prayer warrior. If you're someone that's anointed to speak in tongues, if you're someone that's anointed to interpret the tongues, you know, and if you want it, It's supposed to be that the Lord had anointed you to play the guitar or to sing, praise God. And if you hold back just cause something somebody said about you, but you though you're quenching the spirit, you got to let that go no matter what they say to you. You can't let that hold you back, praise God. That the boogerman don't care. That's what he tries to do. Straight you up some way or another. So you can't get in. And the whole time you're trying to get in the Lord, your mind's on something else that someone said about you, you know, praise God. But I don't care what they say about me. They're going to talk anyway about somebody, you know. But I just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to fight my battle. And then when he has me to do something, praise God, when it hits me sometimes, I don't even remember what I say, praise God. And all I know is when I'm done, they'll say, that's a good job. And I'll say, that wasn't me, praise God. I don't need the glory. I don't want the glory out of that, praise God. Because it ain't my glory, it's God's glory that he had anointed us and called us to do these things. And these many offices that he's got in his kingdom that he calls people to do, he said, I'll set them in the place. He said, I'll set them in place that I'll put them in place as it pleases him. You know, he may call someone that has a few years of anointing singing, and he may call them to be a preacher, you know, change it. But you cannot do the same thing that your daddy preached of. You cannot do the same thing. You got your own calling that you've got to do. You can't do like mama. You can't do like grandma to serve the Lord. But you can sing the song, but the anointing is yours, praise God, and you can't do it like somebody else. So if you try to act like somebody else, a preaching, you know, if you can't, you've got to act like your grandpa sometimes, you know, that's not right neither, because praise God, he gives everybody to his own, you know. It's up to how else we study sometimes. But we cannot quench the spirit. And it says, number 20, it said, do not, despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of all appearance of evil. Okay, it's abstain abstain from evil. We glory in the church of God. Well, I think that's the title. 23, it says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And yes. I pray God, your Holy Spirit and your soul and your body be service blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. You know, he wants us to be holy, praise God. He wants us to be blameless, and he wants us to say, hey, this is my, you know, when Jesus was baptized, he said, this is my beloved son in who I am well pleased, praise God. And I want to hear them words, praise God, whenever I make it to heaven. And I want him to hear him say, this is my son. Let him in, because he's obeyed me, praise God. And he's not quenched my spirit, because let him on in, praise God. And you know, that would be something worth hearing right there when the Lord says, come on in, my good and faithful servant. Praise God, yes, and make yourself at home, praise God. But we got to hold to that. We got to hold to that Holy Ghost and don't take nothing for it. Don't sell out, praise God. You not knowing can get something on you, praise God. If someone says it, say, well, I want what he's got. Like they did Paul and them, they said, go and buy it. Can we buy it? He said, yo, you can't buy this. And they wanted to buy the anointing from them. They wanted to buy the healing power from them. But you can't buy this from nobody. You can't buy this from any man. You can't buy this. But all you got to do is believe and understand and and hope that the Lord Jesus Christ will anoint you and give it to you freely, praise God, like he said he would do. And he will do it, praise God. But sometimes we can't get that part because we quench the spirit. We don't want to move when God said move. We don't want to clap our hands when God says clap your hands. We don't want to do nothing to be seen by because we're worried about what people's going to say about us, praise God. And we quench the spirit because we just don't want to show out in front of everybody. There may be some family members to come visit, and you're not doing your job. And when the Lord anoints you to get up and do something, you sit there and hold to the bench, they're quivering. And you can tell when people do. They'll sit there and grab that bench, and they'll be quivering. Because the Lord's trying to wake them up. The Holy Ghost is dealing with them to get up and do what they're supposed to do. But they'll sit there and quench that spirit, praise God. And then they'll be unruly themselves. They'll be ill after a day or two. They'll come ill, and you can't hardly talk to them. They'll get off on that note, you judging me, praise God. But no, my Bible tells me that the spirit will bear witness one to another. And if it don't bear witness to you, you don't have to any it because there are some false doctrine in there. And there are some false preachers in there. And they can't handle that part right there. And they write them a new Bible, you know. But I've studied this a bunch of times right here. And it's a good scripture right there, praise God. And the whole verse is. But, you know, we got to have a mind on it. We got to have a mind made up. We can't be wavering. We can't be here and yonder. We can't be thinking about, well, when is it my turn to sing? Or when is my turn to get up and preach? That don't bother me neither because I sit and I wait. And when it's my turn, I don't get mad or nothing. Someone comes and wants the evangelist preacher or something other comes and takes my spot. That don't bother me, you know, praise God. And then if the Lord heals somebody, that don't bother me neither because I'm waiting on my healing. But if he heals a brother or sister, I rejoice over that because that lets me know that God is still working miracles, praise God. And he is a miracle worker. But if we quench the spirit, it's hard to get anything. We be unruly. And when your children are unruly, sometimes you have to put them in time out. Sometimes you may have to stick their nose in the corner for a while to get their attention. But God, you know, sometimes he don't like it. He don't like it when you quench the spirit. And you know, and they say, how do we get over this? It says, rejoice evermore. But whatever comes at you, praise God. If it be wrong, if it be the enemy, praise God, rejoice. You say, that. You can't hardly do that, but yeah, the more you laugh at the enemy, praise God, the madder he gets. Other words, you're going to put reverse psychology on him, praise God. Laugh in his face, praise God, rejoice evermore, and pray without ceasing, praise God. And when the enemy comes and he sees that he can't get you mad and upset, praise God, he'll move to somebody else that he can do that away. But the Bible says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's what you got to do. You got to put him to flight. You got to laugh at him when he tries to put something on you. Laugh in his face, praise God. Happy are you, praise God. But and let the Holy Ghost come upon you when enemy's trying to tell you, well, everybody's looking at you. You just need to sit still. That ain't the spirit of God right there. And you're quenching the spirit. And you really, I don't know if you realize it or not. Praise God. But that's what Jesus come to set us free from all these spirits. And he come to set us free, praise God. But a lot of people don't know how to do it. All they got to do is read the Bible. And take it in, praise God, and study it. And if you don't feel like you ain't got no man, you don't feel like that you need to talk to nobody about it, but if you get your Bible in King James Version now, not that other stuff, and you start reading that word, and if you can't read, well, let me tell you what, I'm one that can tell you I couldn't hardly read for nothing, but the last few years the Lord's helped me in reading, and I'm getting better at it, but I still got to learn some more, and I still got to grow in the Lord. There's not no stopping place in the Lord, so if you fell by the wayside, praise God, and if you quit going to church on account of something, praise God, well, he's going to put you right back in line, too, praise God. He'll say, go on down there at the potter's house. He said, make a new vessel out of you. But, you know, that's what a lot of them, they do. They fall off the truck, and the turnip truck, and they don't want to get back up, praise God. They want to lay there and kick and water in it and play like a pig in mud, and dirt and mud, you know. And they won't look up to see where their blessings come from, you know. But, you know, if you don't really want God to do something for you, praise God, all you got to do is get in the Spirit. Recognize Jesus Christ. Believe in him. Believe that he come and saved your soul. Believe in Jesus Christ, because you can't get nothing to the Father except through Jesus Christ, praise God. And they say, well, how can that be, you know? Well, all I can say, if you don't believe me, try it. Try it for yourself. Get sincerely with God. Get sincerely with him and read his word. You read his word and you say, I don't understand some of them long, enticing words, but I guarantee you when you start reading and get up in the Holy Ghost, get up in the Spirit, praise God, and don't quench it, Lord God. Don't get to read a little bit and forget about it, but meditate on it, praise God. That's what we got to do to make it to heaven, and that's why we do this here on the radio broadcast. We want to take everyone that we can with us, and we want to let the world know, praise God, that Jesus still loves you. Jesus still got his arms open wide for you. And when they had him on that cross, he had his fingers open, so there was no, he didn't have them turned in. So there's not no, his arms can outstretch anything all over the world, because he hung there with his fingers straight out, praise God. He did that for you and me. Then when he wants to put his Spirit up on you, don't quench the Spirit, because it breaks his heart sometimes, but he still loves each and every one of us. And if you fell by the wayside, like I said, go back to the potter's house and get worked over again. There's no shame in it. Some people think that they don't have to do that. They're the high and mighty, and they won't bow before nobody, but my Bible tells me at the very end, everyone will bow their knees and confess with their tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords. And so I don't know why people wants to wait that long, but if you feel like you ain't got a friend out there and you feel like that you're all alone and you don't know who to talk to, well, just start talking to God. And you say, well, if I see him, no, don't worry about seeing him, praise God. Talk to him. I used to do it when I was at work all the time. They'd say, who are you talking to? I said, the Lord. Well, is he answering it? Yeah. Yeah. And then they'd say, well, what did he say? I said, you know, he said, love them that despise, pray for them that despise me, use you, you know. Lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And I tell them, I said, look, I can't tell you how it feels. It's different for me than it is to you. All I can say is, if you want to know how it feels, and it don't cost nothing, praise God, just bow your knee or hold your head up higher or whatever you want to do it. Just talk to the Lord Jesus. Just talk to him, praise God. And he probably put his hand, arm around your neck, and you can feel it. And you say, whoop. You know, but that's what we got to do, praise God. We got to keep that going, that spirit going that's in us alive, and don't quench it when it comes time to do something. I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty, and say I love the Lord.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. We're going to take prayer requests right now. You got any, Billy?
Yeah, just remember me and my, I got something wrong with my blood pressure medicine. I keep wanting to fall down and get up, and I don't know what it is, but the Lord does, you know, and I just keep praying for Bonnie's eyes and her legs. And her mama, you know, all of them, her family and brothers and sisters. I remember my situation with a, and my brother said to remember him in prayer, Robert. He's going to trying to get into a nursing home, but they won't nobody take him. So just pray for him. And just pray for our church that we'll get to growing some more there. It's been long enough, you know. But we need to get the people in, because you know that there's still some that's lost out there. If there wasn't nobody lost, well, he'd just say, come on home, all of you. But there's still some to do, and there's still work to do. But we can't quit the spirit and do it. So I'll turn it back over to you.
Hey, Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I want everybody to remember Mama. She ain't been feeling good the last few days. Just remember her and lift her up to God. Remember my niece's boy is in much trouble, John David Gaines. Maybe he can get out of all that. He got a lot ahead of him, and I'm just hoping that he can get out of some of it and straighten his life up and come to know the Lord. And remember, all the lost that's out in this world, all the ones that go to church and know nothing about the Spirit of God, and pray we said something tonight that will lead them to the Spirit of God. You know, that's what it's all about, folks, is get out. What do you need to get in the kingdom of God? He said, unless you're born of the Spirit, you can't come in. And the door will be shut in your face. So let's get what you need where you can make it into the kingdom. And pray for all these kids, you know, that like ones at St. Jude that's got cancer, and ones at Children's Hospital and burns and different things they got wrong. And, you know, so many things to pray for today. You can't think of them all. Remember the ones that's coming down with this new variant of COVID. You know, I pray we don't get back to wearing masks and everybody having to stand so far apart and all that stuff, because I'm kind of tired of it. I'm going to trust God myself. I believe God's big enough, the one that I serve, to keep me safe. It ain't going to take a mat. It ain't going to take 6 foot apart. It just takes him inside.
Amen.
And he's the one to protect. And why don't the churches believe that? They'll quit having church just because they think they might be a COVID virus around.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious. Go to church, serve God, just serve him in the spirit and nothing else. And that's
Amen.
Why people better get back to that. We need to get back to our old-fashioned churches where it didn't matter what denomination, they got up and praised God. They done a little shouting. They done a little hollering. But when they come out of their people around them, they know they were serving God. And they know
Amen.
The spirit was in the church. If we can't get back to that, folks, there's going to be more lost than there are saved, way a lot more. And it don't need to be that way, because you got an opportunity tonight to cry out to a Savior that'll love you better than anybody in this world can love you. And he'll even let his spirit come within you. And
Amen.
All you got to do is yield into him. Let that blood of Jesus fall upon you, and you'll be washed as white as snow. No sin left on you, not stain, not a blemish. But you got to come to the one that can do it. You can't do it on your own. You can't be good enough. You can't be a strong enough person, never sin, never do wrong and all that, because we're born in this world, flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is the enemy with God. It's the enemy of the spirit. He wants us to live like he wants us to live. And then he said, I didn't come to give you life. I come to give you life more abundantly. He wants to give you more than you've got. Let you have more ahead of you than you got behind you. And that's what Jesus came for. Accept him tonight. Just pray for our nation. It seems like it's crumbling everywhere you look. They're doing something else stupid, trying to indoctrinate all of our kids to hate each other and everything else. But I believe God will put a stop to it if we pray hard enough.
Amen.
So let's pray for our nation and pray for the world. There's so much going on in the world right now that you know it ain't got no good into it. So let's just pray. Everybody needs to start seeking God because he is the answer to all our problems, all our prayer requests.
Amen.
And just remember my lost children tonight, too.
Amen. All of us have children that need to be saved or some kind of family member that need to be saved. So we just need to be praying for one another's kids and
Amen.
Family. Kim McGaha, she's got a death in her family. So remember this. Ask God to comfort the family and give them strength. Doris
Amen.
Finley, pray for her lost loved ones to be saved. Sherry Sexton says that they have a death in their family to remember the Marshall family, that God will see them through and give them comfort and everything. And got a granddaughter that is expecting a baby but can't hold nothing down. So remember that. Edna has a five-year-old great-grandson, and the doctors told his mother that they think that he has throat cancer. So remember this little five-year-old boy. We're believing God and believing the report of the Lord. Joyce A. Mullen said to remember all the requests that she has. Raymond needs healing. Glenn Marshall, he's in ICU. He's stable now. He's had several heart attacks this past week. And they say to continue to pray for him for his healing. And Sherry Morgan, she's going to be having back surgery, so remember her. Brother Willie and Sister Lily and Varnell Full Gospel. And let's remember Brother Willie's family in Mexico that need healing and the ones that need salvation. Somebody by the name of Knox needs God's healing touch. They have double pneumonia and heart issues, and it's causing breathing problems. Roger Mackey, he's already had one surgery, and he's got cancer, and in 6 weeks, be doing another surgery on him, and he's been in a lot of pain, so remember him. A 14-year-old boy that was riding a dirt bike and had a head-on collision with a truck. He's at Vanderbilt right now looking possibility of having both legs removed, so due to his injuries. So let's remember that 14-year-old boy. I don't know what his name is, but God does. And just continue to pray for a lady that listens to our broadcast. Her name is Josie Livingston. She needs healing in her body. Let's remember Gladys and Tim and their children that need salvation. And Chuck Connors is facing a surgery for his kidneys. He's just had a surgery, I think, last week. To remember him. He's been in a lot of pain. Sharon lost her son recently and needs comfort and strength. And Terry says to please pray urgent prayers. God knows that she is barely hanging on. She's been taking care of so much on her own with no help from her husband, and she said it's about to get the best of her, so let's lift her up to God. There's so many hurting people out here and so many needs. We need to really be praying for all these people.
Amen.
Amber McSpadden needs God to come through for her and her family. Sandy Diamond says to pray that she'll be able to get up. Her back's in so much pain she can't even get up off the bed. And my cousin Brenda Carden, she's been having back problems. She hurt her back moving furniture around. Barbara Dockery has bone cancer, needs a miracle. Darlene Marrier says to pray that she can find her a good lawyer. Connie Jennings says to pray for her legs. The doctor's saying that she has cellulitis. Let's remember John David that needs salvation. Sister Willa Dean needs healing in her body. And let's remember Brother James. He's still having problems out of that wrist and fingers. The nerves are messed up in it from the fall. So let's remember him. Let's remember Dusty Hicks. He is doing some better. Praise the Lord. He's the one that got saved a few months back on the broadcast. And they've done the bone marrow test on him, and they said that he was lacking copper and zinc in his body, that it was almost all gone out of his body. So they've been doing some kind of treatments on him, and so he's slowly getting a little bit better. So thank God for that. Just pray that he'll keep holding on to God. He ain't been able to work in months. He's been so sick. Let's remember all of our families, like I said, that need the Lord. And remember my brother Larry that needs healing in his legs. My brother Bill that needs healing in his legs. My brother-in-law Harold that has Lyme disease. And let's remember and pray for all the churches that are really trying to do something for God. Let's pray for our little church up here and the one down in Cleveland. God's really moving in both of them. And let's pray for our pastor, Brother Don Harris, needing God's touch. He's needing strength in his body to keep going on. And let's remember this country and the shape that it's in. God's able to turn the people's hearts to him. So let's
Amen.
Just keep praying. And let's remember Bonnie and Billy. They're needing God's healing touch. Robert needs God's touch and prayers that he'll get in a nursing home somewhere. He ain't able to take care of himself. I think that's about all I have right now. Let's remember all the people on the Facebook that come on to listen tonight, all the people all around the world that's listening to us. Many people have needs, and a lot of them are in need of salvation. So let's just take them to the Lord in prayer and just believe that God's going to touch all of them. Lord, we just praise you and we just thank you, God, for this.
You've already
been on this podcast, God, for what you're going to continue to do. God, people understand, God, your spirit,
but we have a big God. One that can take care of all of one.
Get you in their life. Live spirit, God.
Walk with
in you, Lord, and with Jesus.
And Lord, I ask you to save them that are lost.
Lord, we're just asking you to save all of our families, all of our friends, all of our
kids,
all across the world, God.
And
if you
accept them,
all of
cancer, Lord,
on Facebook, we all talk to you, God. We lift them up to you, ask you, God, to meet every need.
Every one of them,
God, according to your
riches, everyone out there that don't know your sweet spirit, let them
mental,
receive the spirit of God, that they can understand just how good and great God is, that they can walk in power and not weakness,
you God asking
you to be Sister Betty. Let him broadcast, Lord, maybe her body. Touch her in a place she's been sick and hurt, Father. Be with her sister and back God. God,
we just have to God right now in the name of Jesus.
I ask your power to rest upon them, God.
I don't know which way to turn.
God,
I ask
you for our family, Lord, in
our
lives, out this world. And God, Lord, say something. Let somebody say something to them that would turn their heads around. That their eyes would look to Christ. Their heart would belong to you. Father,
pray, God,
that you would touch them in their bodies, God. Help Billy with his blood pressure. Dear God, it sounds like it's going too low when I ask you to touch him. Regulate it for him, God. Be the medicine that he needs, Father. Touch Bonnie's legs and her eyes, God. And just
God,
give
we
her sight.
You all the time.
God, touch all the ones that have saved their souls. And
God,
just
touch
the
ministers.
The
we ask God to read all their names.
If they're coming
Father.
Against you and in your word, Lord, remove them and take them out of office.
Thank you, Jesus.
And let us just have great leadership and the leadership come from Jesus.
Do,
by your
God.
Sweet spirit. Thank you,
Jesus. Praise you. Thank
you, glory
Jesus.
In your name, Jesus.
Praise
thank you,
God.
Lord.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise and glory, God, for everything that you've done here. We just got 2 minutes left, and Brother Miles, you want to tell about the church that you've been going to or whatever?
Well, I've been kind of bouncing around here lately. I go to this one, then that one. I go to Weston, go on up above Hamilton, go up here by that. So I've been going a little everywhere.
Okay.
Wherever God moves that day, that's where I go.
Amen. Well, we just invite everyone to come on out to Shoal Creek Gospel Tabernacle, 110 Loftus Hill Road, Englewood, Tennessee. And Pastor Don Harris welcomes everyone to attend. And just pray for Pastor Ron down there in Cleveland, Tennessee, that... will add to the church, and God's moving down there, and just pray for that church down there and pray for all the churches, like I said, that's doing a work for the
Amen.
Lord. And we just want to say that we just have about 1 minute and 29 seconds, so everybody tune in next week from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. And we want to say that we love everyone, appreciate everyone from all around the world, from the USA. And if God's done anything for you while listening to this broadcast, you let us know, because we'd like to know when God touches you. So time is about gone, so we're just going to say good night. God bless. We love y'all.
Good night, everybody. God bless. Love y'all.
Good night. God bless. We love y'all.